This is Morning Edition from CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Governor Jared Polis and state officials are warning of extremely high fire risks this summer. They held a briefing yesterday on Colorado's wildfire conditions. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
Fire risk is expected to peak in June and July. Officials say nearly the entire state will be experiencing drought during those months, with the Front Range and Western Slope seeing the most severe conditions. That's due in large part to this year's record low snowpack. Mike Morgan leads the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control.
We are facing a very challenging fire year where our resources will be tested across not only Colorado, but across the West.
Other states, including Utah and New Mexico, are also facing increased fire risk. Officials say shared firefighting equipment and personnel will be in high demand. They also urge the public to be especially careful not to spark wildfires. More than 90% are caused by people.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Environmental groups, including Conservation Colorado, are pushing back against efforts to sell public lands for affordable housing. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Rachel Cohen reports.
60 organizations are sharing the new policy framework. Noelle Porter works for one, the National Housing Law Project. She says proposals for housing on public land should include legally binding affordability requirements, fit with local land use plans, and involve consultation with tribes and communities.
The goal is to sort of say you can't wrap this sale in a premise that isn't actually a part of the promise.
Meanwhile, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum has his own plan to use federal land for housing, but hasn't made any public move since announcing it over a year ago. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
In Denver today, partly sunny skies in the 60s. It's CPR.